I think when we talk about what the impact may be on college life, on individual students, having this, if you will, reservoir of increased coping styles and ability to deal with stress and having a certain level of resilience, I think is going to be useful for students who may really hit a period of stressful events or adverse effects. So, for example, unfortunately, say a parent dies or a relative dies while somebody is in college, how to handle that so it doesn't impact so negatively on their performance or they have to drop out. If, in fact, they even wind up seeing a counselor and needing to take some time off, there's always the big issue of coming back to school and how to handle that. And I think that that's where coping and resilience factors really play sometimes a role that we don't give sufficient attention to. And that is the kind of material that I think, if incorporated early into college life, would benefit the university and colleges and the campuses in many ways, because I think they will avoid a certain amount of increased individual difficulties with kids and students. And that's wear and tear on the entire college campus.